Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Hello. Right. So I'm checking in today because, you just get those days where you think, wow, it's just me. I just feel really dreadful. My worst stuff is coming up, or I'm really down, or what's in my heart is what's here now is really just hard to be with. And you go out and you talk to a few people and you're like, oh, it's really not just me, is it? This definitely is moving in the collective. But I couldn't even feel that this last day because I was so deep into my, oof, what's hard, heavy, hurting and moving for me that I wasn't reading the collective field at all. And now I've just had this morning of going out and being surprised by the many miracles that happen when we're in connectivity, by just being honest when someone says, hello, how are you? And out comes something unexpected, something real. And suddenly the emotions are right there. And, today here has just been a morning of everywhere I go, it's like one or the other of us. There's been connection after connection after connection, seemingly casual. And yet the minute we open to each other, suddenly there's real emotions moving. And it's not often we get days like this. So I really feel to honor that sense of there's something real moving here now. And if you are feeling your heaviness, maybe you're holding a high resonance, in which case, thank you. But if you are also feeling tough stuff moving now, especially in the heart, I have now listened and kind of read the collective field a bit more. And yes, there is something phenomenal and beautiful and a little bit tough, moving, healing and clearing. And there's a lot of us who are electing to be of service in the collective consciousness by working on what's real for us now. And in opening to be with maybe what's a little bit uncomfortable just right now, feelings we don't want to feel, or things, situations we don't want to face, or whatever it is that we kind of prefer to turn away from this, actually, is like there's a lot of us really being called to stand, sit, face, honor those slightly uncomfortable or really difficult even emotions and experiences that are just in the moment, and not to do it alone. Something this morning has really shown me is that we don't need to sit in our own worlds and try and process what might be moving in us at the moment. For each of us, it'll be different and unique, but it's a real energy of connectivity day. And I keep getting yes from the guys as I'm kind of checking in while these words come through. And it's just speak to each other day is what they're giving me. Share. Just let it come. Think, what you think you're going to say to someone might not be what you end up saying. But go. Let feelings move and let them move in connectivity. Because we're really that we each have our own stories that are real and important that matter. But we're also moving something huge collectively. We're helping the conflict energies present in the world and in the collective field clarify by coming to light, by uncovering layer after layer of what's behind conflict energy. And of course, one of the ways I always say is a beautiful, efficient way to do this is by owning whatever is present in our own personal sphere of experience, rather than kind of worrying about what we should be doing. Whatever is showing up in us now, that's what we're here to be with. What's in front of us right now, that's what we're here to be with. So behind the layer of conflict, well, behind conflict is like There's a lot of things that conflict is protecting. By the time energy has come to conflict and it's two forces trying to go in different directions and getting in each other's way, not backing down, the force, the anger that's usually a part of conflict is so often protecting pain. It's so often protecting a part of us that's really hurting. And it's like when it's not safe to feel the part of us that's really hurting, sometimes anger and sometimes conflict, going to war with what we think has made this happen, is a very protective reaction. But as there's a big piece of work going on with us collectively right now, and it's just amazing me how it's showing up just in from where I'm sitting, from what I can see, you know, my little angle on things. And it feels very brave and very beautiful and very hopeful to say that if the note sounding in the collective healing process happening at the moment is the note of, oh, what is in your heart and what is hurting, then for me, this speaks of phenomenal hope for the healing process in whatever aspect of that conflict energy we are able to move in, whatever is being healed. Because we only touch on that, the hurting in the heart behind the conflict, we only touch on that when there's enough safety that's been created for that, you know, the conflict and the anger not to be what's protecting that anymore. So there is a sense of a deep resonance of compassion in the collective field. So these are the words that are coming now that are being brought through. That is holding, there we go, this is the guides, that is holding you all in a resonance that brings safety. For compassion is an all-embracing mother resonant. It is nurturing, it is nourishing, and it is of unconditional love. There is such compassion in the field of collective consciousness at this time that you are facing and feeling what has been hidden and can now safely come to light. And you are indeed doing this in connectivity. It is in connectivity that you are creating safety, not just for yourself, but for each other. And this is important. This is a prelude to creativity, the creativity that is to come later this year, this healing of conflict within, this healing of sadness and grief, this healing of difficult feelings in connection to person-to-person relationships. There is a healing and clearing of the field that is so necessary, not just because war is here now, but because you are healing you're beautiful, you're brilliant, you're bright, you're innovative, you're unexpected. Your inventive and imaginative creativity in connectivity. That is to come. This is, shall we say, a hurdle for many of you, these moments, where it seems quite dark, but we would like to reassure you that the darkness is here because the light is being held. We do not wish to speak in terms of polarity exactly, but it is a helpful analogy. What is coming to light is dissonance. That wants to remember itself in resonance. It is the shape of not love. It is love that has been turned into a shape of not love. And it is the shape that is releasing. And what enables this to release is meeting each other eye to eye, heart to heart, body to body, in the simplest way, and seeing love as love, seeing love, speaking to love, listening to love, feeling love. Now, of course, when there are difficult feelings, this is not always possible, and we would not like anyone to pretend. But where it is, where you can, where this naturally and spontaneously arises, we say celebrate this, for this is the tune of healing in the collective field at this moment. And those of you sensitive to this in this way, those of you working with what is coming up in you at the moment that may feel strong or challenging, know that you are, of course, working on yourselves first and foremost, but your work that you are doing on yourselves is part of a greater work that is also healing a collective story that wants to unravel, that wishes to unfold and clear and heal from the surface of your planet, where energies have gathered that are dark, that are dangerous to well-being, to love itself, that are harming and that are harmful. But so just while we're connecting with that, it feels like there's little energetic support being brought into this transmission. I would, as always, encourage, if you're listening, to keep attention inwards, noticing sensation of breath in the body, sensation in the body as a whole, with the intention to receive only what's for you. I would do this with everything always, but certainly here and now. Oh, we're touching these vast and challenging and yet healing and supportive movements. Okay. So really keeping that attention inwards. I think what I'm feeling is, okay, they say not to bring words to it, just for a few moments, just to be with our somatic experience. And the words, trust the breath, beloved, let it move what is arising. Let it carry it all the way home to source. What arises in the body now, its histories, its energies, its stories. This is the platform that you are collectively healing and clearing in yourselves and helping each other with. And as you release stuck energy from your body, Gaia eats it. She devours it. Like she takes the leaves and turns them into compost, so too with all of the energy that you give up from your bodies now, from your fields, wherever you are feeling this. But collectively, there is a great reset, renew, allowing more of Gaia's loving and nourishing energy to reach the body's energy systems naturally as they are intended. By bringing up constrictions and stuck energies to come to light. It is you who are bravely facing what you feel right now that can celebrate that joyful experience of getting to notice how you are playing a part in the collective healing. But everybody here is playing their part. Every single cell of consciousness present in this picture has a part to play and is playing that part. We say this to release a lot of you from that sense of, am I doing enough? because that vibration is also present quite loudly in the collective at this time. Am I doing enough? And that anxious question is carrying with it a frequency that's driving doingness activity. And the frequency comes from fear, and it means that there are many bodies moving on the planet in these moments that are carrying with their movement that vibration of fear. And this is what is gently being, we like to say, washed to shore and carried home. So what can support the system magnificently at this time, especially if you find yourself carried in the doing energy, especially if you notice that pulling you out of your center, your calm place, and especially because so many of you are moving strong emotional vibrations at the moment, while collective sadness and grief in all its flavors moves through different members who have something sympathetic within them to heal. It is so helpful to introduce into your daily movement, in between activity, in between one sentence and the next, one action and the next action, the pause. A space and a time for dropping out of doingness into beingness, for it is in beingness where receiving happens, where nourishment happens, and where that divine direction arises. This is where to go and what to do in alignment with your grounded, centered, aligned self, with your core essence and the truth of who you are. So that in these bottleneck times of collective movements, you can call yourself home into alignment and not go with the frenetic energy that might be pulling you away from what the heart is feeling. In these moments of beingness, being with the breath, realizing that beingness itself opens that gateway in the breath, home to source, allowing yourself to feel safe with whatever arises in the moment, however uncomfortable or unwanted it is, to honestly be with the constrictions as they show up, but let them move as waves wash to shore, and let the next one come. And then let the next one come. And not judging what's moving, not deciding what it must mean for your reality, not letting it be what drives you into action, but honoring that this is a moment, just a moment of amplified healing. And to perhaps stop, allow kindness, softness, that which nourishes and that which nurtures, to arise from within, carrying home whatever is on its way out right now. And it is that being the space that both brings up what's ready to leave and shows it where to go. In the busyness of this time of year, the fire energy, the air energy, beingness, stillness, a moment just to allow those to be present in one breath in a busy day can bring untold help and support through. So if you allow more than one breath, you are allowing even more support We invite you into silence for these moments here now. Explore in your own way how you would be with the pause. In one moment, that pause connects to seemingly infinite spaciousness. It can. It is a potential. We invite you into the pause because there is divine intervention here now. And it is in beingness where you open to receive more profoundly, deeply, shall we say, all the way in to your lives. What is here holding and available now? There is another beauty to pausing, and it is in the listening that happens in the pause. We get to listen to what is in the, what is moving, what is speaking in the body, whether it's a sensation, an emotion, or a thought. And we can observe each of these as though they are a vibratory activity, a vibration, not a story. And so allowing them to be present. This way of listening invites compassion. And it is a feedback process. The parts that are trying to leave, to express themselves so that they can let go and leave, recognize this listening, this compassionate listening. Compassionate listening can be as simple as I sit and allow whatever is here. I don't try to fix it or change it. I just welcome it to be here now. And what's next? And what's next? And it can be surprising sometimes what shows up, what vibrations show up. But those parts of us that do vibrate in this pause, that do show up, they are feeding back to the God consciousness we are, to all of everything. And in that moment, something beautiful is happening that releases us from them and releases them from us. When healing is happening, sometimes we need to get the gift. We need to receive the feedback from the part of us that's been sat there, unhurt, all this time, just saying, ow, I hurt, in whatever unique way this is, ow, hurting is happening here. Sometimes just listening and allowing the part that's hurting can be felt as a sensation. It's still been hurt. It can move as an emotion, but it's still been hurt. And in being heard, it can relax. I have given my feedback. I can let go now. I can leave. But as long as there is rushing and doingness and not listening and escaping into the places we go when the feelings are frightening, of course, that part that needs to be heard will just amplify. It'll get louder and stronger, and it'll start to manifest situations externally in our experience that eventually will trip us up until we stop and go, oh, right, ow is happening here now. I have no choice. I have to listen to how much hurting is happening here now. So one of the beauties of dropping into the pause, I didn't think we were going to go this way, but these are the words here now for me. One of the beauties of dropping into the pause is it can save us quite a lot of that tripping up outer experience that we'd have to manifest for ourselves in order to move and heal and clear those responses for those stuck crying out places to come to light. So we return again to silence for these moments, just to see and be with what is here now and allow. Lovingly, allow. And silence may have all these different qualities, and if we can let go of naming them, then even more can move. We're even further out of our own way, allowing what wants to move in this moment, because this moment matters here and now. And of course, when we let what wants to leave, we get to ask what's coming in, what's here now. With this sacred breath, in from within, in from the infinite, what is being breathed in this moment? Without naming that, you can relax into it. Just trusting that today we might have made a little space for something beautiful that we can't see yet. That even if things are challenging right now, we are being prepared for great creating. And in letting go into the pause, we're allowing ourselves to get out of our own way, giving up whatever we were holding on to and receiving what's going to carry us forward. So they really are telling me that that's the medicine for today and the medicine for now. I really felt that call just to sit and see with what was coming in. I wonder if there's anything else, because that feels quite complete to me. Okay, guys, that's it. That's just it. Thanks so much for being with it. So much love.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.